Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're down by 21 points, fourth and four. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the six-yard line. Hamlin hit him, and Tua down.
Al Michaels with the call last night on Amazon. Final hour, Firehouse number one here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. The 2024 Firehouse Tour continues. Awesome turnout from the Tolos here in Burleson here for another hour. We still have some 105 Through the Fan bottle openers. We got some G-Bag Nation cups as well. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 920. And RJ begged me in the commercial break to give Bobby CPR at 940. 940, he wants to push crosstalk to the side. RJ Choppy executes CPR.
I'm going to learn how to do it, man. I just can't wait to, you know, just give compressions and just put that tourniquet thingy all over Bobby and just
you ready to take
tighten it?
Oh, I'm ready to take it.
Yeah,
I'm ready to take it.
Well, there you go, 940. Get on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
We're going to find out if he has a heart.
Going to find out if he has a heart.
I think you're going to find out just how high my heartbeat is, and then you're going
to
become concerned.
Shout-outs to, so far, my favorite Tolo out here, Mary Ann in Burleson, walked right up to Bobby and said, "You've ruined the morning show."
Oh, look at that, Mary Ann.
That was fantastic. Derek, Randy, and Juan brought us back some Cowboys. He went to Cleveland for the Browns game.
Yeah.
Represented by wearing – he couldn't wear the Cowboys – colors because his daughter got the tickets and they were like in the Browns like corporate area, so he wore a Longhorn shirt because Texas Michigan.
Yeah,
they hate the Wolverines so much they bought him three beers randomly throughout the day.
Oh, that's great.
Randomly throughout the day because he had on the Longhorn colors, said screw them Ohio State, here's some free beers. So Juan brought us back a Cowboy Cleveland thing I know you'll appreciate.
Yes, I do love this. They call it T-Sun up there, that school up north. They don't refer to it as Michigan.
Oh, they're T-Sun, and then we get called T-Sips.
That's right.
The Longhorn
Absolutely.
Fans.
Yes.
All right, so all of us agree that Tua plays again, even after last night, the third concussion. At first, I was like, this is a lower body injury. He was, like, limping off. And the hit did not look that bad. How crazy is it? I guess Al Michaels, I know one thing he was catching heat for yesterday, which I'm not going to get into, but the other thing was about DeMar Hamlin saying, like, how crazy is it that DeMar Hamlin was involved on the other side? I thought the exact same thing. I said the exact same thing. So I didn't find anything wrong with that. But DeMar Hamlin delivered the shot to knock Tua out, and RG3 and others, Dez Bryant on social media. Another concussion puts him at three officially and countless other scares. Think of the person, not just the player. Shannon Sharp, really hope he's okay, but seriously got to think about shutting it down. I hate saying it. Concussions are getting worse for him. He's a young man with his entire life ahead of him. Dez, that's it. NFL, go ahead and do the right thing. Tua has had entirely way too many concussions, needs to retire for his longevity and his health. And then Tony Gonzalez, he's one of the best humans on the planet. Richard Sherman chiming in. Having sat down with my family, sat down with my wife, having those conversations, it would be hard for me to walk away from this game with how old I am. And with my son, it's my health, my body. I feel like this is what's best for me. So I guess the question is, should the NFL step in here? Can they step in? And what do you do if you're Roger Goodell?
You can put pressure on the Dolphins. I don't think there's any recourse they can take that says you have to sit him.
Right.
But, I mean, they can obviously put some heat on them and pressure them into doing that. And honestly, you know, it's one of those things where, like, Sean, you just said it, and this is the way a lot of people talk about it. Like, you know, well, like, the shot delivered by DeMar Hamlin, it's like, it was a shot delivered by Tua. Like, Tua cannot control, like, the play style is just, it's too, reckless for the injuries that he has. And if he's not going to learn, then I would think the Dolphins and the NFL would talk to him and say, like, if you are not going to play under control, if you are not going to take measures to protect yourself, we cannot be, like, have this liability on our hands, and we're just going to have to step in and say you're done.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's they're in obviously a tricky spot because they have a quarterback that they like, and they paid him, and from a football standpoint, they want him to play. From a human standpoint, I don't know anybody in that organization who would be honestly sitting there saying, man, we can't wait to get this guy back on the field again, because this is the reality of what happens when Tua plays the sport. But, like, you know, RG3 and Shannon Sharp and Dez, they can say all they want. Like, you know, they've had their career. It's easy for them when they've had their career to say, hey, shut it down.
Yep.
They would not want somebody to tell them to shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's easy for an athlete to say that. You know, athletes don't – they usually stay out of each other's pockets. You know, and it's like, yeah, okay, are they saying the right thing? Like, what they're saying is not wrong, but it would be very disingenuous to say that, hey, they would be thinking the same thing if they were Tua. They wouldn't. They want to win. They want to play. That's what their body is designed to do. Like, they're football players. Tua is a football player. He's going to want to play.
Ryan Tannehill is trending.
Yeah.
I know Cowboy fans have Trey Lance trending, throwing out a hope and a prayer that Miami
literally
picks up the phone. Tannehill would make a lot of sense. Mac Jones, people are like, go get him from Jacksonville.
The most absurd thing I saw during the break a second ago, do you know what the suggestion was from one individual on Twitter, Chop? They said, go trade Miami Trey Lance for Jalen Wright.
Go
get Jalen, a fourth round pick. You're going to get the fourth round running back in a running back room that's clearly banged up there in Miami. They're going to give that up for Trey Lance.
They have a lot of running backs.
You guys,
down there.
Just
my gosh.
Anybody who's suggesting Trey Lance trades, just take a step back, take a deep breath, and remember why you're suggesting even trading him at this point. Why you're
they
all
might be doing it for fun?
I know, but there's way too many folks right here that are just like believe that there's some sort of value here. There is zero value to Trey Lance outside of just, oh yeah, I'll buy a lottery scratcher. But just like a lottery scratcher, there's about a 1 in 2 million chance of it hitting big,
and it's the $1 one. It's not even the good $10 lottery scratch off. It's the $1. You know, you might get, you know, $500 if you win.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. We'll preview and pick the Saints at 9:20. Before we get to RJ's degenerate football picks for the weekend, you got five other games?
Yep, I got five games that I'm keeping an eye on this week that I have a particular interest in. Number one, 12 p.m. kickoff here locally, Jets on the road against the Titans. I think that there was enough that was encouraging about Aaron Rodgers' performance that makes me interested to see, okay, what does it look like when he's not going up against San Francisco?
Yeah.
Like, what does it look like? Can he step up in a game against the Tennessee Titans, a team that should be a better reflection of where he's at right now, since that's closer to a league average team, I would think, and closer to the team that he'll see on a week-to-week basis. So I am interested to see what does it look like when Aaron Rodgers is back out there on the field this week against the Titans. Next one, Bengals and the Chiefs. This is obviously a big game this weekend, mainly because I think that, like we talked about, the Bengals are in a really tough position if they're not able to win this game, just for the way their schedule sets up and the way things look ahead. Bears-Texans is one. There was so much hype around Caleb Williams and the Bill Belichick kind of throwing cold water on the whole thing, where he's like, I didn't even think he was that good in the preseason when you guys were giving him all this hype.
Yeah.
I want to see, how does he respond to the first game? What kind of film study do? And just the juxtaposition of, here's somebody who last year in C.J. Stroud showed you the ability to come in and immediately make a difference. Like, going up against him, having that game against the Texans, I think is big. Falcons and Eagles, I want to see how much Kirk Cousins does look limited. We obviously had the statement earlier from Kirk Cousins where he said, I'm completely fine. Okay, well, let's see with an Eagles defense that likes to blitz, likes to try and get after the quarterback a little bit. Let's see if he feels comfortable standing back there and how quickly Atlanta, who clearly is going for it this year, like, they are loaded up trying to go for it. At what point did they say, okay, we can't have like an 0-2, 0-3 start. It's time to switch to Penix. Do they have the stones to be able to make that sort of a call? And then the other game that I'm interested in seeing this week is actually one that would have had zero interest in me before last week, and now I'm kind of curious to see, after seeing what Gerard Mayo did in week one against the Bengals, I want to see what the Patriots do in the second week. Because if they legitimately, here's the thing, if they put together another strong performance and show we can scrap it out, they're playing the Seahawks this week, who are, I think, around a 500 team. If they can show another strong performance there against the Seahawks, and we do see issues with the Jets, and then questions about the Dolphins and Tua and his availability, like, the Patriots at least start becoming a discussion of, like, okay, if they can put this together, are they in wild card contention?
Ugly. So ugly. Bobby putting the Titans and Patriots in some other games to go ahead and check out. Let's make you some money, or at least try to make you some money, with RJ's Weekend Degenerate.
Not the greatest slate of college games.
Let me tell you right now, this is a bad slate. But it's just, you know, it's a meh. It is Colorado State Super Bowl, though. And I am all over the Rams of Colorado State. +7 against Colorado. This was an overtime game last year. It was a very close game. This is literally is their Super Bowl. They've got the game at home. In Colorado Springs, giving Colorado State +7.
Controversial game last year. That was the Travis Hunter injury game.
Yes, it was. Boston College +16.5 at Missouri. Bill O'Brien has done a tremendous job at BC. He has Boston College ranked. I don't know how he's done it. Missouri's a good team. They're a top-10 team. But Boston College, and that 16.5, I mean, that is, it's two touchdowns and two two-point conversions plus more. 16, it's a lot of points. It's a three-score game. I think Mizzou obviously wins this game, but I don't think they win by the 16.5. I have Texas -35.5 against UTSA. Going in the year, I thought UTSA was going to be good. They got destroyed by Texas State. Texas is arguably the best team in the country.
Who was your game before that?
Boston College, Missouri.
Okay.
By the way, if you want to see a highly regarded draft prospect in that game, Luther Burden III, the receiver there at Missouri, is a stud NFL is in love with.
Very good player. Tennessee, the -49 against Kent State. Kent State stinks. Tennessee's going to put up 60 points. I would take the over in this one at 62 as well. NFL, Baltimore -8.5 against Vegas, if you could still get it at 8.5. All right, if you can still get it.
Devontae Adams saying Lamar Jackson is the best ball carrier regardless of position in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you need to say regardless of position. The guy's clearly a running back.
But that's not a...
That's not an insult.
You're not... No, it's definitely not an insult. I'm saying, is that a crazy statement?
Best ball carrier regardless of position. I don't know if Jim Brown play. Lamar's a better...
Didn't pay him $50 million to throw the football. That's obvious.
That's irrelevant.
I'm saying you paid him $50 million because he is that.
That's irrelevant. We're asking who is the most electric ball carrier in NFL history, and can Lamar be in the conversation?
Barry, Lamar, Vic are the ones that come to my mind.
Chargers -5.5 at Carolina. It's another one I don't get.
So everything I just said. I'm glad they come to your mind, though.
Yeah, thanks.
It's another one I don't get. Chargers -5.5 at Carolina. It should be way higher than that. Carolina is a JV team. Take the Cowboys. I think it's at 6 now. You can find it at 6. If you can find it at 6, go all in. I got it at 6.5, but I think it's at 6 now. San Fran -5 at Minnesota. Another one I don't get. I hate taking favorites in the NFL. It's bad business. I think this is easily a favorite pick, though. Absolutely. San Fran -5. And then the Rams +1 at Arizona. I know they're banged up. I don't believe Arizona's good as L.A. L.A. has to win this game. They ain't going 0-2. They go 0-2, they're screwed. Rams +1.
R.J. Choppy with the football degenerate selections here on 105.3 The Fan. We got college football tomorrow, though, right?
11 o'clock, Alabama, Wisconsin, right here on The Fan. 10:30 will be the coverage starting. And that's another one. That's a big spread. I think it's like a 16-point spread.
Choppy gives CPR in the fan cam at 9:40 from here at Burleson Firehouse number 1. Nick Eatman previews and picks to see if the Cowboys can go 2-0 next on Sean and RJ. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, previewing the boys in the Saints Sunday 9 a.m. pregame show right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Before we get to the actual game and the pick from Nick, he's brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Did you see what happened with Tua last night?
I did. It was sad that we've seen it before, pretty much. But yeah, I did see that. I watched the hit, and kind of ironic, you know, with the guy that hit him and just all that. It was tough.
So when we were in Oxnard and we asked two or three different players about the Guardian Caps, they kind of gave like a, I mean, the feeling we got was they weren't feeling them. Did you get the same, right? Have you gotten the same reaction from them? Because a lot of people are asking, how the hell does Tua not immediately wear a Guardian Cap as soon as they come out?
Yeah, true. And there's a different style of helmet too. There are some helmets that I think have a lot more padding inside that you know, you don't see the actual padding on the outside, but there's different options there. But yeah, you're right. I mean, for him, and especially because it looked like it was just a hit to the, like, mm-hmm. like to the midsection of an undersized safety. That's what's kind of more alarming to me. Now maybe his head hit down on the turf as well, but I don't know. It just
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You would think, yes, to answer your question, yes, I don't think the players love them because they're heavy. Those Guardian Caps, I mean, it's a lot heavier on them to run around. I know they didn't love it at practice.
Have we ever had the league step in on a player before injury-wise and say you can't play?
Not publicly. I mean, you know, maybe some – you know, calling the owner and saying, hey, this needs to happen. But I have not ever heard that. And that seems like that would be a slippery slope to start that. Because, you know, what about the Chargers backup linebacker? You know, again, I'm just making up a guy. You know, is it because it's a high profile quarterback? Because, you know, is his head more important than others? I mean, like, are we stepping in and monitoring everyone? I don't know. That seems like a tough situation. Just maybe it's just bad luck. I really don't know, but it's scary when you see a quarterback like that, especially how much money they invest in these guys and for that to happen.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, what is the biggest concern for you against the Saints this weekend? What's the thing that you're looking at and saying, that's the one area where the Saints might really be able to hurt Dallas?
I just think that the matchup with Kamara and you know, do they have that figured out? Is he going to be someone that you know, just hurts them up and down the field and they can't, you know, it would have to be a turnover situation too, like turnovers early in the game. You're behind the eight ball a little bit. And then the Saints are playing the way they want to play. and you're having to kind of do catch up. That would be my thought there. I think the Cowboys are a better team, but that doesn't always mean anything. You know, if you get turnovers and short fields and things like that, and I could just see a situation where it doesn't start off well. Noon game doesn't start well. The Saints fans are rowdy. They got there at 10:30. You know, they're ready to go, chanting and all that stuff. It sounds like they were trash talking Dak already. His Saints fans. I don't know if you saw that interview where they were, you know, already, getting after him a little bit. So it'll be that kind of environment. And I think if it doesn't start well, then the Saints have a chance to kind of play the style that they want to play.
It was Saints fans doing it?
I think. Well, you know, he's from Louisiana, so. He's got family that are Saints fans. He said he never was a Saints fan growing up, but some of his family and friends in that area are, and they're saying "Who Dat?" and he writes "Who Dak?" and all that kind of stuff.
Man, if you're a family or friend, and one of your family or friends plays in the professionals, you got to change allegiances.
That's just the rule, really. So you're gonna root for the Crimson Tide if one of your family members goes.
Yeah.
And you're gonna say,
yeah. If my kid goes to Alabama, Rammer Jammer, Yellow Hammer. Okay, absolutely. I'll burn all my volunteer gear. My kid, I'm not gonna burn it. Okay,
But for 4 years, it'll go in the closet. This.
I can say this: I have a senior in high school thinking about going to Oklahoma, and I'll just say this: we'll go. And we'll support. But if Arkansas is playing that weekend, I'm sorry. Like, I'll wear the red, but it's not going to be the one you want.
Hang on. If you had a son going to Oklahoma to play football, you saying the same thing?
Well,
it's easy when she's on the, you know, volleyball team, field hockey team.
Listen, I just watched him play flag football yesterday. He's not going to Oklahoma. He had a good practice, but, you know, he's still a line for Broody. I mean, he's the all-time center, okay? I'm just But he snapped that thing really good. Good for him.
Good practice.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, Nick, so when you look at you, we mentioned the running game, how that's something that you've got a concern with. Do we overblow the line or the thought process of Clint Kubiak coming from this San Francisco system, and that San Francisco system, boy, they're just able to carry the secret sauce into this game against Dallas. Does that give you any pause, or is it like, no, this is just more about Kamara and what they have in terms of with their offensive line rather than any sort of like special sauce from a scheme?
Josh McDaniels, that's the first thing I could think of when you said that, because, well, he would always leave Tom Brady and go somewhere else and not do well at all, you know, and so a lot of those guys. So when I think of that, I think of taking schemes. It sounds good if you're going to take Trent Williams and Debo Samuel and McCaffrey and all those. So I don't think of it as just the same. Now I'm not saying that guys can't bring a scheme and it can't be effective, but I think the 49ers have had the Cowboys number because they've had better players and they've been more physical and they've risen to the challenge when the Cowboys haven't. I don't know if I don't look at that and say, well, that scheme will come in here and really hurt the Cowboys. I think talent wise, Dallas is better, but I do think, I mean, every team can come in here and win. And I think that they have elite players just enough where, you know, they could be hurting you if you're not taking care of business. And so I think it's going to be a tough game for Dallas. I really do. I just feel like this has trap game feel to it, and
really?
it has a feel to it. And again, you guys know this more than me. What's the line? Is it like six, seven?
It's six. Well, six and a half, depending on who you can get it with.
You know, I mean, that to me says, you know, this could be a game where, yes, the Cowboys should win, but the Saints should you know, keep it close for a while, and that's kind of the game that I expect. I do expect this to go into the late third quarter and fourth quarter, and the Cowboys are going to have to try to put this away.
So do you think Derek Carr is good and been around bad coaches, teams, coordinators, or is he not – is very mid?
Mid. I think your sample size with him is large enough where, you know, you could have broken through at some point. It's on you as well, but I think he's one of those guys that can
he can go out there and have a day. And you know, he's going to be accurate. He's smart. He just doesn't. He's one of those guys to me when I watch him from afar. I don't see all of his games, but you're just like, okay, who's the best at this? You know, Derek Carr's got the best this, and you know, he's the biggest guy, he's tallest. He can see the field. He's got a great arm. He's elusive. So you know, and you don't have that. You don't have that. And rightfully so, you could say that argument about Dak, probably of like, what is Dak the best in the NFL at quarterback at this? And you know, that's not the case. But I think with Carr, it's down in the you know, he's probably about average in just about all the traits that you're looking for.
Nick Eamon, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Uh-oh. Here on 105.3 The Fan. So what is your official pick?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like think of it in my head right now. I probably like 34-23.
Okay.
34-23.
All of us have them basically as a double-digit winner and definitely beating the spread. So that means Vegas will be right and we'll all be wrong.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Although, but that leads him into my next one. And we you know, gave McCarthy props to him earlier. When they beat the teams they're supposed to, and they're basically invincible at home. So I want you to name the last non-playoff game in which they lost to a team that we all expected them to beat. Can you name it?
Was it at home, you mean?
Yeah, at home, non-playoff game where we expected them to win, because normally they handle that.
Right. Oh, man.
You want to give me the year, Bobby, that we think?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the year the last time they were a Vegas favorite at home and lost. It was 2021.
That's
crazy.
So that was Micah's rookie year. I mean, like, that wasn't a game where Gallup got hurt and
It was the loss to the Cardinals. They were 6.5-point favorites.
Wow.
In fact, the last time they lost a regular season game at home was the 22 opener. Brady is the last time they lost a home game.
Think about
that.
Season. That's incredible.
That is. And you know, it's one of those things, too, where we jump to conclusions a lot. I just remember that game against the Bucks, the week one game Dak gets hurt. Dak was not – let's be honest. Dak was not good before that injury with his thumb. But then he gets hurt. I think there was two more guys that got hurt, and you're like, this is bad, you know. And it was like McGovern – I think it was like, was it McGovern? Or maybe McGovern was now he was going to be the starter. But I think Jayron Kearse was another. And you're like, okay, this season couldn't have started worse. Now Cooper Rush has to play. And I think they won 5 in a row, you know. But so this team can rally around. But you're right. To make your point, yes, they do take care of business. And AT&T Stadium has turned into a really good home field advantage.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot of grief over the years. The fans have. But, you know, and it's been games like this, these new games kind of start, you know, it's an early start. But I think they'll be excited to see this team. And the Saints fans, this is like bowl games. Like, the fans will bring out the other fans, you know, and that's kind of what happens on the – I'm not going to say it's neutral site, but there will be enough loud, rowdy fans there that will kind of, you know, pump up the crowd and the intensity. I think it'll be a good game, good atmosphere.
So is this going to be like jambalaya in the Cowboys press box?
Halftime meal?
Bobby will not be eating this at all because it'll be seafood and spices. What do you think?
I like spices, thank you.
I honestly don't think they play that game. I don't think the AT&T Stadium does that. I don't think it says we're going to cater to you. I think it's like, welcome to Texas. This is what we are. You know, I mean, I don't.
Oh no, Nick, we do the cheese steak when Philly comes to town. They do the halftime twists. Yeah, remember they'll have the special meal at halftime that you can eat. That's usually the opponent's specialty.
Thought it was nachos. I thought it was like nachos and like
that's the buffalo. That's the bar. If you look to the side
Nick,
of the car,
Nick probably
you've been missing out, Nick.
Nick probably don't eat with the poor people.
Nick's with the one percenters. He's in luxury.
He's
suites.
In Cowboys Club before the game.
No, I guess I don't notice it that way. But okay, yeah. If they're serving like red beans and rice, okay, make me a cup and send it over to me. Maybe that's the problem. I don't get there early enough. All the moochers in the press box are eating it.
Whoa! The Rubens.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game. We'll recap Monday.
All right.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. RJ Choppy gives Bobby CPR on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube, live from Burleson Neck. Chris Strong, please get rid of this music immediately. Get this out of here. This is usually Mike Bassett Crosstalk on a Friday. I texted Mike, Kevin, and Corey at 8:20 our time. I knew he was in Seattle, but I said, hey, are you up? And he goes, yeah. I said, pop on. Let's talk about Rocker. And you were on the TV call. He just wrote back, I love you, but I can't. And no explanation. I didn't follow up. I expected him to at least follow up, tell me why. RJ has a guess. Do you have a guess?
I mean, I know exactly why.
It's contractual obligations.
No. I think that actually, believe it or not, might be a conversation best shared off air.
Okay. I just assumed he was playing golf.
T.O. got suspended.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. That's good. That sounds good.
Yeah, never mind. You're probably right.
6 a.m. tea time?
Seattle? Yeah, possible.
Okay.
It's really a little early. I don't think he would start more. I don't think they'll be open before 7.
Okay. Love you, but I can't. That's all I got.
Okay. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Or I'll tell everybody who comes up to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving.
What a tease. Look at this guy.
Mike said, I love you, but I can't.
Will you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. You will tell everyone in person?
Yeah. I just don't want it broadcast over the air.
Okay.
I'll come by.
I think it's best for all of us.
What's coming up on the show? You got Jerry today.
We do have Jerry Jones at 10:30, so we'll get that right off the top hour right there, man. Plus, we got some Kamar Rocker to talk about and some of what he did last night and how Kevin thinks it's still not good enough.
Okay.
That's
be honest. Did you watch?
I don't want to get involved. Yes, I did. Did you guys end up, because I don't believe I heard it, did you end up asking Mike McCarthy about his tardiness?
Yeah, you know, why didn't you hear that?
I had a question
I heard nothing.
And we didn't think he was in a very good mood.
He didn't sound in a good mood this morning.
Yeah, he was really short.
Yeah, he sounded curt with y'all.
It's Bobby.
It is me. I tried to tell you that. You said that was in my head, and now you're starting to see it's real, Sean.
Someone gave him decaf. That's what it was. I think someone gave him decaf in the morning, which is the wrong coffee. And
somebody just replaced his Black Rifle coffee. If somebody would have given Black Rifle, he would have been ready to go.
Well, look, we're going to try to make it up to you with a special treat here from Burleson Firehouse Number 1, as RJ is going to give Bobby CPR on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
That's right.
You guys have to sign any liabilities for this or anything?
I don't know.
Sit her up here.
This tight little thing
this little
victim.
Bald-headed
thing. Easy, Shannon.
This is Jada Pinkett Stiff, is what we're calling her.
Is clever. That is clever.
That's almost as good as Boba Fett.
Can't help it.
That is clever.
My gosh. So I'm going to be – I got help here.
What's his name?
Officer Islesworth.
It's a she. Don't assume his gender.
Listen, I'm very intimidated right now. This guy's got about – let's see. He's got 60 bullets right now 52. On his
–
52? Ooh. I'm sorry. My math was not very quick.
The fact that
on his person, and a taser. I'm just like – so what do I do here?
So what we have, we usually do a stop the bleed, hands only CPR. So you don't get to do mouth to mouth. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's good.
But
they don't do that anymore, do they?
No. So what
do they still waft? Or is
yes.
That, okay, they waft.
Yeah, no, it's good to know your product, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But what we
know your product. Do we just do that?
Yeah, taste test.
Palmer's hot chicken and catfish.
Yeah.
All right, so what am I doing?
So what we try to do is we show you, hey, this is if someone goes down and you're out in public and we might not have an AED around, at least we can put hands on the chest to start compressions and kickstart that heart, because if you're not doing compressions, that heart's sitting there idle. There's no blood moving. We're not getting perfusion in the body, right? So our brain's not working, anything. So we need to get that heart pumping going.
All right.
And so what we do is we look, listen, feel, right? So we look, see if their chest rise and fall.
Okay.
We listen. Do we hear any breaths? And then we feel a pulse, right?
Get that jugular.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Got it?
1, 2.
All right. So we don't have to do CPR on you.
Okay, perfect.
Good. So if you do find someone that meets these criteria, right, we start compressions. okay, if you're around anybody or if you're able to pop your phone out, dial 911, let them know where you're at. Hey, I have someone in cardiac arrest.
Should we call them right now?
Sure, yeah. Well, they'll call us. Who
did you guys ring here? Didn't they respond to a back pain earlier?
Yeah, you guys responded to back pain. Who? How do you respond to back pain?
Ah, Chia Follow calling early.
They don't have
a turtle. I'll tell you how we respond to it. We get in our trucks and then we go.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
That's how we do it.
All right. So this thing here.
Right. So if I'm pushing on their chest and they're saying, "Al, stop," don't do any more compressions because they're probably alive, okay?
That's a
good rule of life.
That's a good rule of life.
I love
it.
So, but what you're going to do, I know you know the songs Baby Shark, right? Staying Alive, right? Pretty much any Lady Gaga song or Beyonce, you can put that in your head and just do your compressions because we're trying to get to 100.
To the beat?
To the beat, right? 100 to 120 beats per minute. Baby. So we're doing compression.
Sure, sure. No.
That's too fast.
You're
going
to go about 2 inches deep.
Hey, used to that.
So I won't comment just because of what I'm wearing right now.
All right.
But,
look at this.
But what do you mean by to the beat? Like,
so every
which part of it?
There you go. So boom.
Yeah, what about the rhythm challenge? What do you recommend they do if they just have no rhythm or can't stay on beat?
Hard and fast.
Rhythm is
perfect. This is perfect.
You missed your calling. This is a fire marshal.
This is fantastic. Okay. All right. So they're alive.
All right. They're alive. And then hopefully by then our crews are here. We'll take over to ALS.
Tip them over like that? Let them vomit?
If they do that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you pull them out of the water, hey, it's not going to be like the TV shows where they're like.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it doesn't bubble up.
If they're doing that, then, hey, they're probably going to be a recovery, not a save, right?
Okay. All right.
But once you flip them over, if they vomit, anything like that, but really just kind of wait for EMS to get there because we'll be doing other interventions, IVs, all that stuff.
Okay.
Shock them if we need to. But if you do have an AED, get it, put it on them, and it'll analyze the rhythm for you. And it'll say, hey, shock or no shock advised. And then it also has in the AEDs like a metronome to keep you in beat. So you're not sitting there thinking, well, I don't know any Lady Gaga songs, right?
What if you like? Do you have people on Spotify like they're pulling up?
Yeah,
pulling up their Spotify.
Pull up my Spotify list. This is my CPR playlist.
Yeah.
But what we do, I have a metronome on my phone. When I was on the box, we would do that. That's all right.
No, I said it's not all right. We're doing a radio show with 14 people. Can't
now, what do we got here?
All right, so that is a tourniquet. That is a cat tourniquet. So if you
are Bobby.
All right. Get shot, or if you have a huge laceration, or you got a Chinese spare rib sticking out of your leg.
Shoot me real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Which side?
Is it normal to have a spare rib sticking out of your rib?
Out of your leg.
What? Out of your leg? Is it normal?
It depends on how hard you fall.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's
all right. So what do I do this?
So this right here is going to be your best friend. This tab.
A garter thing.
Yeah.
So, you want to go on your leg?
Yeah.
Oh,
go up here. Hey.
Okay. So what you'll do is
where would y'all shoot Bobby the most? Like.
Right between. This guy went right for the face.
He went right.
He went right for the face.
Right forehead.
Okay. All right. Come here, Robert.
Okay.
Come on. Lift that up.
Look at that. It was white legs.
Oh, there you go. So what you want to do is as you
slide higher. Your butt is sweaty.
Yeah. So as you're doing, slide it up, rock it up. Because if not,
right up there.
Yeah, there you go.
You
could.
Spot.
You could get the boys and pinch them, and it won't feel too well.
At least look me in the eye while you do this job. Ruben, make sure we're good. We got all the angles on this. All
right. Now twist that.
Twist this.
That's your windlass.
My what?
It's called a windlass.
So this is going to cut off my circulation.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's what a tourniquet does.
But it's going to he's going to do that to me right now?
That's right now, yes, sir. Yeah.
There you go,
is
Bob.
Is this safe for me?
Yes.
Probably not. Okay.
I don't want to do it anymore.
So
I locked it in. Look at that. I knew how to do that.
And then now we put that over to secure it, and you can write the time down. So when we get on scene, we know, hey, this tourniquet was applied at this time.
Oh wow!
So what is that supposed to do?
It's a little painful.
It's a little painful. It's supposed to stop the blood.
It's like the good pain.
So if you got a big bleed that isn't controlled by direct pressure or
how are you
gauze, anything like that.
9:52 at the end of the show.
Man, I'm a ball of energy. I don't
see the light.
I don't stop going.
Have you ever used one of these with Sarah?
I mean, not. For its like intended use.
Wednesday night for you. All right, there
that's
it is.
What, that's what these are for.
Handcuffs.
Hey, man. They need to do a dating auction.
I know.
That
is great.
Yeah. But so we do have this one. This is more for the smaller people. because, as you can see.
What do you mean?
Sean, get up there.
Yeah. Come here.
Oh, so that's just wrapping around?
Wrapping around. Yeah, it's more rubber band. So, I mean, it's not as cool, but it does the same effective thing. It stops the bleed, so if it's not direct pressure or anything like that. But we do offer these classes, so if y'all want to show up and get to see more of my personality,
yeah.
We offer them every second Saturday of the month, and you just go to our website, City of Burleson, and look up Save a Life Saturday.
Choppy, thank you. you're out before or after bye week. What days are you available to fill in for Choppy?
What's your last name?
Ellsworth.
All right, ladies, Officer Ellsworth here. Firehouse number one.
Oh, no, he's got a ring.
Oh, he's got a ring. He's got
My wife is a Fort Worth cop, so be careful.
Oh!
Yeah, you'll get real freaky then. Yeah.
Who's a better shot?
Oh, definitely me.
I didn't even
definitely
try.
Not a hesitation.
Who's a better driver?
Well, so technically, all right. Technically. Here's how it goes. Okay, she says she scored better in the academy, but she's also hit a pole going into the sector. I've never done that.
Okay.
So
okay.
I mean, I'm that's just fair. Saying you that's could have fair. A better track time, but my actual record is better.
You got there.
Will yeah. you get in Bobby's car? He's trying to prove today that he's the best driver at the station. Will you get in Bobby's car with him after the show and whiz around here?
Absolutely.
And will you call? Yeah. Will you give your wife a call in advance and say, don't pull over the Ford Explorer, the Black Explorer,
yeah.
as it's trying to go through.
Absolutely.
We're just doing some close course activity.
Yeah. Officer, thank you so much, and thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us
absolutely.
Out.
Well, thank you for having me.
Kevin, Corey, any questions on what you just witnessed on the fan cam? Are you still there? Guys?
Oh, no.
All right. Good for they can't hear us.
Corey,
they cannot hear us.
They can't hear
can
us?
You hear me?
They can't hear us. Chris, can
hello.
You hear us?
Okay.
If we just lost all that.
I can hear y'all.
Oh, Chris can
okay,
hear us.
Good.
Thank God.
All right. Well,
I mean, Kevin and Corey are the least of my concerns.
Yeah.
As long as the rest of you heard the gold, then that's what matters.
That's all that matters.
Everyone have a fantastic weekend. Seriously, we got the best listeners in the entire city. Awesome turnout here in Burleson, and thanks for having us out. Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp delivering the breakfast as well. Go Cowboys. The KNC Masterpiece is next on 105.3 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.